Anyhow, just to sort of, again, put a clinical flavor into this, Angelus, what happened with this woman in her 50s?
This is a woman in her 50s, and she presented with a PET avid lesion in the thorax, but also involving the uterus and colon. So CT scan, really the demonstration of something going on in the uterus led to us believe she probably had a uterine malignancy. She underwent a CT-guided biopsy of the left upper lobe lung nodule, and that sarcoma was consistent with a high-grade spindle cell neoplasm, but they weren't able to differentiate it further based on the stains. It could have also represented a pleomorphic sarcoma or a carcinosarcoma. The ultrasound shows this dominant mass to the right with heterogeneity, and again, that's a key point. If you see what they think is a fibroid, but it has these irregular borders, that should tell you that it's not just something that's benign. So because of the pathologic issues, she then underwent VATS to get additional tissue for the diagnosis. And she underwent doxorubicin and ALERA after confirmation of Alaramar sarcoma. She had a severe reaction to ALERA. We kind of live in this belt geographically that has high reaction rates, had high reaction rates to not just ALERA, but even paclitaxel. So we have to be very careful.
Well, you're in the cetuximab belt too, right?
For yes,
reactions
we were.
To cetuximab.
We didn't use it.
But so there's a reaction belt to ALERA?
Yes.
Something's going on in that area of the country.
So let's not get too far. I mean, I know that's been thought about, like they're ticks or something. That's
fungus.
Fungus.
Okay. It's a cross-reactive IgE antibody.
That's kind of like in the mid-Atlantic? Or mm-hmm.
Yes. Our paclitaxel reaction rates are 11%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really high. So CT scan in November demonstrated new mediastinal and pulmonary mets. She underwent gemcitabine and docetaxel, essentially overall stable initially, but significant neuropathy. And then in April had worsening disease with increased nodular soft tissue component in the mediastinal masses and increased pulmonary mets. She started on trabectedin, but shortly thereafter was admitted with hemoptysis in the setting of progressive metastatic sarcoma and underwent palliative radiation. What I wanted to demonstrate here, and this was a patient that I treated in conjunction with one of my partners, and I didn't get the NGS testing, but I was really struck by these results in that it showed these different potentially targeted therapies we could utilize, because one thing that's striking to me is these patients don't do well with their current treatments, and so we really have to be thinking about how we approach Alaramar sarcoma and what novel therapies are present. And I wanted to mention one thing about the MS stability. We already talked about that most of these tumors, there's a very low frequency of MSI deficiency, but on your NGS testing, you're going to get TMB, or tumor mutational burden, and it also is very unlikely to be high.
I had never heard this thing about, you said 11% reaction to paclitaxel. Does nab-paclitaxel, is that better?
I don't use nab-paclitaxel very often, so I'm not aware of the frequency of those reactions.
I mean, it should be pretty low, but 11%, that's pretty high for a commonly utilized drug.
Yeah, typically it's like 1%.
Interesting.